Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 8, 2024. Lock, restriction, and screen. Question: how does the lock, manual, differ from restriction, symptom, and screen, masark? Answer: the lock, restriction, and screen are three ways to restrict the light that comes to us. In each case, we must know how to use them. The manula allows the light to pass into the vessels, kelim, below, which were unable to receive it previously. Thus, the lower sephirot gain the ability to receive light. The screen can allow the light to pass through to a greater or lesser extent, or it can completely block it, whereas restriction completely blocks the light. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 20, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam the Lots. Work with the heart. Question: how can I be fully included in a friend? How can I connect with their heart? Answer: put your heart into the work more and more. If it does not work, try to cry. Question: can I find my pain in my heart, for example, my egoism, and turn it into bestowal? Can I cry over it and direct the force of this pain toward the friend? Answer: yes, you should try to work with your heart. Then you will feel what you need to do. Question: how can I find the place ready for correction in my heart right now? Answer: it will be within that pain, within that request. It will be pricking your heart. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 14, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam whose heart makes him willing. Why fight our way through thorns to the stars? Question: why did nature create us to fight our way through thorns to the stars? Answer: for us to truly master these spaces and to absorb them within us. That is why we must combine the light and shadow within ourselves and the contrasts between them. We must attain everything ourselves, then it will be ours. If it is given to us, we will not feel anything. What is the difference between an infant and an adult? They exist in the same world, but the infant does not understand it. Whereas an adult who has studied this world feels and interacts with it. We need to learn to interact with the world that surrounds us. We do not even feel it yet. We have not been born into it with our sensations. We must act and then everything will be revealed. Believe me. How many times I have talked about this, but never has someone revealed something just from my words. It only happens when they make the effort. Question: does it matter what kind of effort? Answer: yes, it matters. A person needs to learn this, explore this, and try to act as correctly as possible to shorten their path in time and meaningless expenditures. Only the efforts of a person will reveal sensations to him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Overcoming Difficulties January 5, 2012. What is the world full of? Comment: if you look at it, slander takes place everywhere in our world, in politics, in life, everywhere. My response: yes, politics and our life are pure slander. Question: this has always been the case throughout human history. Can this change somehow? Answer: the Creator created egoism and the opposite force to correct it. But if we do not do this, then we should at least understand why our world is so bad, so harmful, and so terrible. I believe that this will change when humanity realizes that in this way we will never come to some kind of balance or agreement and lead ourselves to a normal life. Humanity must understand this. There are no right or wrong sides here. From Cab TV's Spiritual States March 7, 2024. The family obligates. Question: in our world it is commonly believed that love and a home connect a man and a woman, and people rarely consider that it is the Creator who connects them. Much is talked about this union in the sources. Is there something special about it? Answer: the sources emphasize that a man and a woman should not oppose each other in any matter. They should be together and should understand and support each other. In this, they find the meaning of their existence. Question: does this have to be a married couple? Answer: yes, because unmarried individuals do not have these obligations. Therefore, they should perform some ritual to establish a connection between themselves. Question: in our time, many people live in common law marriages without any rituals. Does this mean they must legalize their relationship? Answer: no, that does not matter. However, when getting together with a woman, a man should understand that he is responsible for caring for her and the family. Marriage is the union of a man and a woman to form a family together. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 5, 2024. He who does not have a wife has no blessing. When a person marries, he cleaves to divinity, because before he got married, divinity does not abide over him, for divinity cannot abide over a defective place. Therefore, he who does not have a wife has no good, as it is said, it is not good for a man to be alone, New Zohar, Hukat, Article Song of the Well. From a spiritual point of view, an unmarried man is considered flawed. But when he takes a maiden as his wife, he gradually becomes complete and perfect and leads them in common unity to the goal of creation. Question: why is a man given such responsibility? Answer: he is the head of the family. It is believed that he is being asked and must answer. Question: it says that a man without a wife has no blessing. What is a blessing? Answer: it is overcoming the obstacles between spouses and extinguishing the fires that break out between them. A man should do all this, and the woman must help him so there are no explosions. Question: does she have to be very smart? Answer: why not? Women feel in advance such situations before an explosion more than men do. Question: in what way is a woman flawed? Answer: she does not have the same rights as a man. After all, a man is called the head of the family, the master. Therefore, he is entrusted with the responsibility of ensuring that the family is whole, complete, and friendly, where they can create conditions for children to grow up. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 5, 2024. Correct family relations. Rabbi Akiva taught, when husband and wife are worthy, the Shekhinah abides with them; when they are not worthy, fire consumes them. Babylonian Talmud, Tractate Sota, Folio 17a. The Shekhinah is a manifestation of the Creator. It is the upper light that a husband and wife can feel between themselves. If they are worthy of this, the light manifests between them and connects them. If not, the same light manifests in a way like it consumes them. To be worthy of the positive influence of the light means to deserve it with your correct relations and mutual help. Then the Creator manifests between the spouses. Otherwise, the same manifestation of the Creator has a negative effect on them. Question: what are the correct relations between a husband and wife? How do you know they are right? Answer: actions are correct when each concedes to the other and lowers him or herself before the other. They understand they are both egoists and must work with their egos. Then, mutual understanding arises between them, and they are predestined for a peaceful family life. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 5, 2024.